Welcome to the My Name is Human Earth 2.io podcast brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. I am Human Hazy.
I am Human Kangy.
And I am Human Snoke.
What is up, boys? How are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Ready to roll into the weekend? Ready to talk about the agenda? How about you, Snoke?
I'm doing great as well. Like you said, it's the weekend. The weather's outside. It's beautiful. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm excited to talk about it.
We do. So it's been a busy week on Earth 2. We had the devs pretty much take over the Discord on two separate days. First day was Wolfgang and Nathaniel and a cameo from Marco, who prior to that appearance had one line in Discord. So now he has like five.
I mean, that's a 500% increase. You've got to love that.
Those yep.
right.
I mean, yeah, it was truly taking over the Discord for hours on end. And multiple, I mean, we talk about Marco and joke about him not being in there, but it's been quite a while since Wolfgang had been in the Discord as well, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
several months.
Right? Yeah, so super, super exciting. But, I mean, Hazy, go ahead, jump into some of the massive amounts of content that they sort of gave us to talk
before
about.
We get into that, let's be real. There's a reason they all came in the Discord this week.
Absolutely.
It was a response to all the videos criticizing Earth 2, and so this was, and no doubt in my mind, Shane Isaac said we need to head this straight on, and I admire that.
Yeah.
To me, that was a good thing that they decided, they saw there was a problem and they took the initiative to address it head on. So the first thing we're going to talk about, Wolfgang mentioned that one of the reasons that things have been kind of slow and stagnant is they had to deal with a lot of technical and organizational debt. And what that can kind of relate to is the transition of the website from Riot to React. So can you kind of tell me how you read that coming from your background and how that's going to impact Earth 2 as we move on?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm somebody that definitely doesn't come from a technical background to criticize it in the way that a lot of people in the Discord may be able to, but I do share a lot of the criticisms of sort of the web development over the last few months. And Hazy, you and I have talked about this for sure, just in chat, like some of the easy improvements that could be made to things like the marketplace filters and things like that, or doing something where you can highlight which properties on the map view are actually for sale versus not. Like simple enhancements that I think a lot of people have argued would be easy. So I'm excited about transitioning to React, but I also recognize that, you know, that's the reason that we've seen some slowed improvements, right?
Yeah, and one thing that Wolfgang did say later on was that they've been really focusing on organizing everything in a very cohesive manner to where when they do roll things out, it's going to have a huge impact. They didn't want to just, and I think that's why they're doing the whole rework of the site rather than doing bits and pieces. They want to have that huge impact when they roll it out. So Snow, kind of tell us your observations on this.
Yeah, and you know, as we talked about React before, I'm kind of excited for them going to it because not only are they able to do small little tweaks like updating the marketplace almost real time, there's so much more control that they will have over the website when they go over to React. So I'm excited about that myself. And I know Wolfgang, he did actually talk a little bit about, as you said, that that actually brings me kind of into like his honesty. So he in the Discord chat, he actually said this. He says, yes, messaging still needs a lot of improvement. Then again, I don't see a single field where we are not still a few miles away from even being good. On the other hand, if I look back at February, we are learning fast. Now, I agree. I think that just it got blown out of proportion. You know, the hypergrowth is a true statement. They were not expecting that hypergrowth. They were expecting to go slow and steady, and it didn't go slow and steady. It was fast and hard. And so I think since February, you know, they have learned a lot. They have been able to discuss as a team on themselves on what's going to come down the road. But Hazy, what do you think about that message?
I love it. I love the candor. I love the fact that Wolfgang is aware enough to know that there is so much room for improvement to be made, that mistakes have been made, that they're not perfect. And to me, it would have been more problematic if he tried to deflect it or tried to argue that, you know, we're doing a great job. I don't know what the hell you guys are thinking about. We're awesome. But no, he stared it straight in the face. Yeah, we have issues. We have problems. But you know what? We're learning. We're getting better. Kangi, you agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely do. I think, and then kind of bundling this with the Riot transition to React, you know, I think about sort of sunk cost analysis and this idea that, okay, we're doing something wrong for X amount of time, but we identify a solution. It may take some time to implement, but let's do this on the front end so that we're not building garbage on top of garbage, right? Let's fix the foundation before we do things like have a larger marketing push or release, right, you know, additional phases of the game that might bring in even higher web traffic. So I think that it's painful in some ways to have to backpedal a bit at this stage and slow the rollout of certain improvements. But at the same time, I think it's the right thing to do. It's the necessary thing to do. So it's something that I'm personally excited about.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, I think that we're focusing a lot on sort of the, for lack of a better term, negatives that we've been currently experiencing. But I know there's a lot of enthusiasm for some of these phase two concepts that are going to roll out, right? And one thing that was touched on is this idea of a community-based economy, I guess is the way that I would describe it. Or if nothing else, an economy in which you would benefit from cooperating a little bit with your neighbor, with your fellow guild member. So, you know, personally, I don't find it surprising. I think a lot of games that are seeking to be MMOs or these larger worlds have these sort of cooperative concepts. But Sanok, I wanted to ask you, what are your initial thoughts to hearing that, you know, being a part of a community is possibly going to help you more as a gamer than maybe being a lone wolf?
You know, I think it's a great idea, first of all. I think community-based games in general are a lot more fun, in personal opinion. For example, do you remember those games? They're usually like mobile games, like Mafia City, or I can't think of some other ones, but where they have like, you have your own little mansion on this huge world, and you have all your neighbors around you, and you can attack them. Do you remember that?
Right, it's sort of like I know the games that you're talking about for sure.
Yeah, I can't. I've
watched, my brother plays quite a few, so.
Yeah, and so I used to play one of those games, and Mafia City was the one I played, and I was pretty high up in there, and we had a whole city, and each of us had our own little plot of land, and you can move your mansion to wherever you want to in the world. And so we had a whole community together. We didn't call ourselves a guild or anything. It was just us basically protecting each other. So if someone did try to come attack or something like that. So now in Earth 2, I think, you know, joining a guild, being a part of an actual community is beneficial, not only for resources, whatever it may be, but just also the any knowledge. You know, if you're a lone wolf and you try to come into this game and you try to figure it out, you might call it like, what is this? I don't know what I'm doing, and then leave. You're a part of our community. Oh, go ahead.
That's my concern with that statement. I don't want this to be a game where a single player comes in and feels so intimidated that they can't continue to play. I've always been, and we talked about this on the podcast with Nameless, I've always been a solo player. I actually feel more comfortable with the Earth 2 community than any game I've ever played. So the community aspect doesn't frighten me in this regard here. But what worries me is a new player coming in and being left out in the cold. And so I hope that there's ways to ease people into that community aspect, make them feel like they're a part of Earth 2 rather than be like, oh, well, you're not a part of our clan. See ya. And that was one of the reasons why I never really liked the clans or the guilds, is because I felt like they kind of excluded outsiders, and I've never been a fan of that.
Exactly. And you know, even the guilds that are created, like for example, Alpha Kingdom, you know, they let anyone in and you could be a part of it. And I mean, you could technically be a part of other guilds too, as also being a part of Alpha Kingdom, but it's like you said, it's open arms. It's not like, oh, I don't want you in here, you know. So
Right, but even in those guilds, despite them saying it's for all people, there's still a hierarchy. There's still a structure of leadership, and it's always people are always going to look up to the higher ups.
that
They're
is
not
true.
the, I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. There is a little bit of elitism in guilds. The people that are at the top of the guilds are seen with a little bit more favor than people that just joined. And so for me, and that was kind of the concept for the Wild West, why I just said, I don't care what you do, just have fun. And it's not a guild, it's just a place to collect people. But you can know, I see benefit in guilds. I just worry about the exclusion of newcomers. What do you think, Kangi?
I think that from what I've seen from most of the guilds is that they're going to be inclusive, and especially, you know, when we're talking about things like the Gen Chat or you maybe get outside of the game, I think that we're largely going to see it, you know, see the guilds be helpful. My experience with the guild leaders has been positive enough that I feel pretty confident in that.
Yeah, for sure.
But you do bring up an interesting point that's sort of, you know, an aside or a bit ancillary to that question, which is this idea that the game could be a lot to take in for a new user that's maybe joining 6, 7, 8 years from now. And I do think that that'll be, I mean, we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but it will be an interesting thing for them to sort of ask themselves as we get further into it. Because, like, for me, for example, I played World of Warcraft a very long time ago,
Yep, me too.
played a whole bunch
Yep.
of other stuff, you know, came back to it, and I know this was something, and I know this mostly tangentially, so don't kill me in the comments, but that they had to sort of adjust and balance out the initial parts of the game to make it simpler and easier to get a person who just started into some of those more fun parts of the game that come after that, like initial few levels. But even me trying to play it like last year, I was like, man, I am wildly out of my depth just by virtue of playing a game that's been around for 15 plus years and I haven't picked it up in about 13 of those years. So it
Yeah,
is something, you know, where you're aspiring to make a game with a life cycle like that or EVE Online, that there is going to potentially be a high cost of entry just in terms of learning.
and I think what Wolfgang's main point here wasn't that they were going to exclude newcomers. I think what his main point here was that, at least it's how I interpreted it, was that in order to succeed, you're going to have to work with other people. You're going to have to sell your resources to someone, because you can't you well, you're going to have to collect resources from someone. And so it's that marketplace, I think, that he's talking about, that the where you're going to have to get involved with other people. You can't just go in there with 10,000 tiles and do everything by yourself. You're going to have someone else do something to help you move forward in the game.
Yeah, that's an extremely good point, and I know that this is sort of your next topic, Hazy, but I want to work our way into this, which is this resource availability idea. Because if you're a big investor, if you're somebody on the leaderboard like Predict, or, well, I was going to say Telsa, but I believe the name's changed again, but somebody with six-figure tile count,
Yeah.
there's still quite a possibility, depending on how things are allocated, that, you know, even with that massive tile count, you don't have enough of resource B to match up what you have in resources A, B, and C to build out your land in the way that you want to. So even if you're part of, or excuse me, even if you have all that, you may need to cooperate with the community, even if you're not necessarily part of a guild.
Yeah, and Wolfgang even mentioned something about all tiles having value. And perhaps, like, if someone says, well, what if I have this tile in Chad and it's not doing nothing, it's worthless? He's like, well, you know, we have a way of balancing that. He's like, who's saying there's not something buried under the ground that's very valuable? And we keep it there for 4 years, and then after 4 years we decide to make that resource available. That property then becomes very valuable. So that's how they can use to balance countries that are dominant versus countries that aren't, they can make that non-dominant country more valuable by giving it a rare resource. And I think that's a great way to balance the game. Snoke, you played a lot of games. What do you think about that?
I 100% agree. And that kind of tells the longevity of the game as well. You know, if he says 4 years from now, where he's going, they can dig it up, basically. You can kind of get a sense like, okay, this game's going to be around for a while. So they already have plans for that. And I think it's great because, you know, it's planning for future releases, future developments, you know, whatever it may be. So I'm excited about that.
Well, and it totally, totally dovetails with earlier comments that Wolfgang had made regarding the idea that in the initial stages, we're going to have only a few resources. I believe he compared it to Settlers of Catan, so which has 5 resources in the base game. In this case, I believe we have, what, 8 resources currently listed?
I think nine. Yeah.
So, you know, on a longer timeline, to your point, Hazy, adding these things later on in the game, not only can you use it to balance the game, but it matches the sort of what we understood the
you
timeline
also
to be.
Increase excitement for those new resources. So doing it in stages is, and I mean, we know this just based on some talks we've had with the developers, that phase 3 itself is not going to be wham, bam, here's phase 3. It's going to be in increments.
Yep.
We're going to do 100 people in one location. Then it's going to build up to 1,000. Then it'll build up to the next. So phase 3 is going to be in increments. And I see phase 2 being the same way. It's going to be in increments.
Well,
so,
they did kind of already speak about that, especially like with resources being launched in one specific country, the secret country that no one knows yet.
It's Sweden. Come on.
Right? I remember that in the chat where he was like that. Sweden's pretty lucky.
No, don't buy any tiles based on that.
He
joke.
Was joking.
Yeah, yes.
Although, you know, the ultimate troll would be if it was actually Sweden.
Right.
Well, that'd be a bit cosmic.
I wonder if, I'll have to check the stats site, because I wonder if, since they said that a Sweden tiles rose, that would be funny.
I didn't look into that. That's definitely a good point.
But I'm sorry, Snoke. I know we totally derailed your point there about
sort
of resource allocation, but but yeah, so I'll avoid the dead air. I'll just ham-fistedly shove us into the next point, which is something we already touched on briefly, but Marco made an appearance. A man with a yellow name we hadn't seen in a long time.
Tell people who Marco is, for those that don't know.
Well, did we have a chance to cover Marco's?
No, we did not.
We did not? Okay.
No.
Well, I'm going to go right to the... I don't want to sell him short.
So he's basically Wolfgang's apprentice.
Do you want me to read the... from Earth 2?
Yeah, well, on the our team page, I actually don't think Marco's on there.
No, he's not. That's why.
Yeah,
But I know,
jumped in to save me.
Yeah, but he is the apprentice to Wolfgang. He's basically learning game design under Wolfgang. And Wolfgang said he's been a fantastic student, of a valuable asset, helping out immensely with the project. But so it was good to see him. I mean, they obviously kept him under wraps because he was kind of a neophyte, so to speak. Not discrediting his talent, but he's new in this environment.
Right.
Absolutely. But one of the first things that he talked about, which I found interesting, was this idea of the Streisand effect. Because a lot of folks have said, in response to some of these videos claiming, you know, that the founders could be up to some nefarious business here, that, you know, calling additional attention to it by challenging it almost makes things worse.
Yeah.
And the Streisand effect is, if I recall, Barbara Streisand found out that she had pictures of her house on a website of some aerial photographer. This is like late 90s Ask Jeeves internet era stuff. But demanded they were taken down, and in the process of the legal battle, news
everyone
got out,
went
and then
to
like
house,
2,
yeah.
2.8 million people then looked at photos that I believe 14 people had previously looked at. So, in trying to put out the fire, you hit it with gasoline, which I think that's an interesting perspective. I know a lot of people in Gen Chat are suggesting that they go
they want,
sort of
they
on the offensive back.
Yes, attack, or to tell us to fight those scam, fight those videos. Like you need to have a video response. You need to have a dev stream today.
Yeah. Right. And how, I mean, and really the only way, in my opinion, and Stoke, I want your opinion as well, but I think the only way that you really fight those things is by releasing gameplay, right? Showing progress. I don't think that anything's going to.
And they said that. They said as much. That's exactly what Wolfgang said. He's
amount of legal battle or YouTube videos or us going out and talking about our enthusiasm for the project is going to stop any of that. Yep. But how do you feel, Snoke?
You know, I'm the same way. I think it's the way they handle it, especially, I know we're going to talk about a little bit later, but when they were talking to one of the scams in the Discord chat, they handled it very professionally. It was just, you know, they're not going to fight them. They're just going to release the gameplay, release the features that are coming out. And I think if you look at all the videos that have been produced, I mean, it's probably added up, all videos added up, it's probably over, you know, a couple hundred thousand views so far.
Over a million now.
Yeah, true. So I think that's still already a lot of people. If we, exactly as Kangi said, if we try to take it and, you know, have the devs saying, oh, we're not a scam, we're this and this, and we're not trying to do that, I think it's just going to get blown out of proportion. I think that 2 weeks from now, this is all going to be behind us. And, you know, we'll actually be in the gameplay. We'll actually maybe have phase two. You know, I think that will come down a little bit.
It would just compound the problem taking that approach. And Wolfgang's talked about that. He said, he's like, we're going to answer these questions by showing gameplay, by proceeding in our what we have planned. We're not going to deviate from that. We're going to do what I do. As we do this, people are going to see that we are sincere, that we are real, and people are going to come to us. And right. I think that's as Kangi says in his notes, the lady doth protest too much. And that happens a lot when you have a new company. We got to remember, Earth 2's only been here since November.
7 months. That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
not even November. A full year under its belt.
and people have these grand. Oh, it's just a tile buying game right now. Yes, that's all it is. But you don't build a massive multiplayer game like this in 7 months.
And that kind of takes us into our next topic a little bit. You know, is when is it playable? You know, phase two hopefully will be playable by end of year. I know on the website it's saying that phase two will be here by first half of the year, and it's already first half, so you know.
So someone asked Wolfgang that question, and they asked, when will we have a playable, maybe just a little bit of it, a playable version of phase two? And he said by the end of the year, hopefully. Yeah. With the keyword hopefully, but by the end of the year, so sometime in 2021. I know, Kangi, you're a little skeptical of this time frame, but where do you think the next year, where do you think these next 7 months is going to lead us?
Well, yeah, and the reason I expressed any skepticism is not knowing for sure what we mean collectively when we say playable phase two, right? Like, I believe that we'll have elements of phase two rolled out much sooner than that.
Yeah, I think we'll have terrain editor and building editor by the end of the
year. I agree.
Right, right. So I'm talking more about what we would consider true gameplay elements, like whether it's PvP or MMO elements.
I don't see that happening this year either.
Or driving around the little rover they have.
yes.
Now, precisely. I do see the possibility of driving around in vehicles this year.
That would be fun.
they're already working on that. So that might be the playable aspect they're talking about.
Yeah, and simply exploring the world, you know, would be like sort of a flight sim-esque ability to explore as other parts are added to it.
Yeah,
but I do believe that we'll get it in the next, you know, within the next 12 months. I think that sometimes with this team and with many teams, you know, you over promise a little bit, and so, you know, when I hear end of year, just my natural reaction is to maybe tack a couple months onto that, which is not an indictment. It's
I think
being realistic and being patient with trying to
and
make
I,
a good product.
And I think Wolfgang was being very careful with delivery expectations. He was being very cautious. He's like, I'm not going to give you a date. We're going to do the best we can.
And he may have already couched in the type of thing that I'm couching in.
Yeah.
And he may be thinking, well, I think we could do it by September, but I'll say by end of year. In which case, you know, hey, I would love to be proven wrong on this.
Right.
I'd be enthusiastic to be to be wrong about that. Not that if it takes a little longer, I'm going anywhere, but that's sort of where I stand on specific time frame related announcements. Not that I don't think it comes at all, but you might want to tack a week or two on, or, you know, 10 or 20%.
Or a month or two.
What's
or,
yeah, depends. Yeah, exactly.
What's that saying they say? It's like over...
You want to under-promise and over-deliver,
yes.
But our reflex suggests the opposite in many cases.
Oh, right.
myself included. I do the same thing. Make lofty claims about what I'll do around the house any given weekend. Often.
So, it was a really good to see Wolfgang back in the chat. It had been a few months, and he actually spent a pretty significant time in there, over 2 hours, answered a ton of questions. I tried to trap him into giving me his elevator pitch. I tried to trap him into giving me his elevator pitch for what the game would be, and he's like, I'm not falling for that. So thank you, Wolfgang, for coming on the show. Thank you, Marco, or for coming into Gen Chat. And
that inherently puts them on the show. So, you know what?
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
say it that way.
But thank you for coming into Gen Chat. Marco, we love seeing you there. Nathaniel, you've been a rock star. You've been the one constant presence in Gen Chat, and I think all of the community really appreciates the fact that the lead developer is taking time away to massage the fears of the other two players. So who came next, Kenny?
I mean, wait, are we talking about the Shane Nathaniel claims?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or
what, yeah.
Challenging these specifically? I mean, it was... So... I don't know that I love the impetus for them coming in, which, as we mentioned earlier, it was really like trying to fight some of these fears about Earth 2 being a scam or Ponzi scheme or whatever the term du jour is.
Yeah, I mean, for sure that it sucks that it had to come to this for them to make that kind of communication. But as I told someone the other day, I'm happy to have this communication from them. And if this is what it took, then it's a positive step.
Yeah, I and another thing I will say is that there have been some folks that have come into the Gen Chat, maybe not from the sources that we would, you know, ask for like, where are we getting new users from? They may be coming in with certain preconceived notions about what the project is, but there have been some genuinely thoughtful questions. And I think that, you know, it's a cliche, but they earn that status for a reason, that sometimes pressure makes diamonds. Putting a little bit of added, you know, a little bit of added weight on the devs isn't always the worst thing in the world. And it has got
exactly.
a little bit of extra information.
Right. And so the next day after Wolfgang, Marco, and Nathaniel had a chat, Shane and Nathaniel came in. So lead us into that, King.
Right, right. I'm sorry. I got a little lost in the agenda here. But yeah, so they, I mean, that was sort of the day two of the devs coming in and really taking over the Discord and came in to address really some of the content creators and some of those content creators' fans directly and answer some of their questions directly to try to, as you said,
yeah.
massage some
well,
of these concerns.
It actually,
so what was...
Yeah, it actually didn't start out that way. So the way it started...
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, the way it started, they were actually coming to talk to the users. And while they were doing that, one of the content creators jumped into the Discord. Shane was actually about to leave. And when he saw that this content creator came in here and asking questions, he actually extended his time in the chat to talk to him.
Because wasn't yes. it like 4 a.m. where Shane
yeah.
was, and he was just
yeah.
ready to go to bed? And
it's
he
always,
even stated it multiple times.
Where Shane
right. Very
I'm
true.
I'm just being a turd. Shane hates me, I'm sure, but I'm just joking. As a person that also gets accused of not sleeping enough.
Yeah, I've seen you post on the Discord at 3 a.m. before.
You know, sometimes yeah. watch a little Sports Center, fire off a few messages. but thank you for correcting me sort of on that, because you're right. Shane had already been there. There was already that communication. And then, okay, we've got one of these, you know, vocal, I'm looking for the right term because I don't want to say detractors, but I think I'll use that for
critic or skeptic.
Critic, yeah, I think that that's fair. That's a better,
yeah.
thank you, yeah. Critic or skeptic. Yeah, I guess my first question, and I'll kick it over to you, Hazy. Do you think that this worked?
For the critic or skeptic, no. For the Earth 2 community, yes. because the way him and Nathaniel addressed the critic, they did it calmly with clear, concise answers on what their expectations were. They offered to talk to him in private rather than in the middle of a Discord, and Nathaniel actually went into a private chat with this critic. So I think in that regard, from the I personally admired and respected what they did. It made me feel more positive about Earth 2 as a whole. And I think that was the general vibe of the Earth 2 community. I don't think there's much they can do right now until they release actual gameplay that will sway the mind of any of the critics.
Right.
And you agree, Snoop?
Yeah, and you know, I do agree how you worded it, how for the Earth 2 community, yes, but for the critic, probably not so much. Because I remember one thing, I don't remember who asked it, but there was a user asking about, you know, is this a scam? And Shane was like, why? I have kids, like, why would I want them knowing that their father scammed out a bunch of people? That answer alone, like, I was just like, ah, yes, because I'm the same way with my child. I want him to look up to me as, like, the best person in the world. So that was a solid answer for me.
And I don't think that people necessarily think that Shane's going to run away with our money. I think they think Earth 2 cannot deliver what they're saying they're going to deliver. And that to them is what causes it, makes it a scam.
Yeah, I agree with that because yeah. I think that it is kind of a classic rhetorical instrument to be like my family. And we would go, yeah, why would you do that to your family? But to the same coin, you know, it's also pretty brazen to say that somebody's just going to commit straight wire fraud or something like that. So I do think that I agree with you, Hazy. It's somewhere in between where it's not necessarily an accusation of being purely a scam, but it's an accusation that of false advertising, I think, would probably be
the ready player one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Which again, until we see what happens, could be a fair accusation. But only time will tell. You know, somebody will be vindicated.
the way I see advertisements, though, is they always promise a little bit more because you're trying to get people to your place of business.
I have seen a Chrysler fly, and I don't believe they do that yet.
Yeah, I mean, and I think people take advertisements a little too literally sometimes. And the problem that people have with this advertisement is the fact that it would be one thing to do the Ready Player One, but then you're asking for money for land tiles. And so because you're asking for money, that promise makes it a little bit more sketchy. And I understand that. But, you know, at the same time, the people that are putting the money in, they're doing it. No one's making them do it. The promise might be leading them that way. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to the person to do their research to figure out whether this project is viable in their mind for what they want to accomplish. And determine whether, you know, this is something I'm interested in. I'm going to put a little money in. This is something I'm hyper excited about, I'm going to put a lot of money in, or I'm not interested in it, I'm not going to invest, but I'm going to sit back and watch. Right. Or this is a scam. I'm going to just cause hate and vitriol wherever I possibly can, because that's what we do in the internet this day.
Yeah, well, people will always pick and choose interesting times to, you know, challenge other folks, you know, autonomy, basically, and what they have the right to choose for themselves. I got into this project not to make money, and I'm still ostensibly not in it for that reason. Although if I can, you know, have a decent amount of land while not being in the hole, then fantastic. But I got into this to play a game with my brother and I believed in it. And then happened to, you know, buy in a bit more for financial reasons, thinking that I've bought in early on a truly ambitious project. Not I'm buying in early on a really solid rug pull or bag holding mission, right? Because if that were the case, I wouldn't have continued to put more and more money into it. Because I would have just been able to pull out right my winnings and sort of move on. But instead, because I do truly believe in like some of the properties they bought and the vision of the project. But we've I think probably talked about this more than is necessary, but or at least I have. But I will say that, you know, it comes back to the point that the product will determine who's right in all this.
Right. And so Snoke, do you think as early adopters that we're going to still benefit, even if the critics and skeptics are unconvinced? Or do you think we're, I mean,
you know,
to me, we're getting some extra information, which is a benefit to the early adopters.
Yeah, I think it is a benefit for long-term game success. I think that us that are here now will definitely benefit. Now, I know that the skeptics and critics kind of say, well, that's a definition of a Ponzi scheme because it's the people that are there first, get it all, and then going down. So I understand their point of view, but it's more...
Yeah, I just want to point out, since you mentioned Ponzi scheme, a lawyer actually went through...
Yes.
Earth 2 today, and he clearly said Earth 2 is not a Ponzi scheme. So I just want to make that clear as you... Go ahead, though.
No, yeah. No, and that's a great point because I watched that video, too, and, you know, he does a deep dive, a true deep dive in Earth 2. But I think that... It's like any game that if you're one of the first ones in and you're able to, you know, get whatever it may be, that means that you have a better skill set. For example, Cold War, Modern Warfare, Cold War. I was part of the early trial stages for that. So, you know, I was able to play it a lot, get a hang of it. And by the time that it actually released, I had it day one when it was released. I pre-ordered it. So at midnight, I was able to play. And just like that, I mean, I was... doing amazing, and people are like, how are you so good at these maps and everything? And I was like, again, it's because I was part of that early access that we're able to see the game beforehand. So I do think it's great to be here
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I agree. And I did want to make one thing clear about that lawyer video, just so people watch this don't think that the lawyer was actually advocating for it. In the end, he said, it's something he would not recommend his clients to ever enter. He had a lot of questions with the terms of condition, valid, legitimate questions. So I want to make that
and
clear.
And questions about some of the extraterritoriality, as it's known, where if you're based out of Australia, but you're doing business worldwide.
Right.
You know, whose applies come in, or whose regs come in and apply where, that's going to be a big question.
Yeah. I just want to make it clear that he did not say Earth 2 is a great game, go sign up for it now. He didn't say that. He said the exact opposite.
But he didn't
but he
say
did,
it was a
but
scam.
But he did say it the scam claims and the Ponzi claims are a little bit of a reach.
He did make some, he made good enough points that I liked and subscribed, even
yeah.
if he was critical of a thing I'm invested in.
Same. And I forwarded the video actually to some of the Earth 2 development team. So hopefully they look at it and send it to their legal team and they can address some of those TOC issues.
You
so
know
that is no. Go ahead.
Oh no. You know it's kind of awesome that he was able to do that video and show it because as we tell everybody who joins Earth 2, you know even the dev said it way back. Don't invest it right now. You don't have to. You can invest later if you want to, or way down the road if you want to. But you know, as we tell everybody else who invests, we say like, hey, only invest what you can lose, and. That's still
and only
the same
if you're
thing.
Comfortable in the first place, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like any other, like when I'm scrolling through doing a poor job of day trading and I'm reading through, you know, who's on their board and what's the history of the company and yada, yada, yada. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about my belief in the company first and then what I can afford second. And Snoke, I know that's the point you were making. I'm just saying, you know, it's not even advocating to get in at this stage because ultimately it has been made clear by the devs in the past that you'll be able to play without buying tiles.
Yep.
You do not have to do this. You'd still enjoy the game without buying in right now.
So speaking about playing the game, we did talk about Wolfgang saying once we were able to play the game, it would be kind of an answer to these critics and skeptics, and they're going to have a bit of an answer purportedly this week. Nathaniel said they're going to release a video of a dune buggy driving around, going off ramps, showing the physics, showing the terrain editor on the fly. And I think that will be a big step towards kind of letting people see where this game is going and the viability of it. Snoke, tell me your reaction to that.
I agree 100%. And again, I know we can only kind of discuss what we think the video is going to be. Like, I think that it'd be cool to see the buggy like drive by. Like, you can see the tiles on the ground as well with the flags on them, or with the flags coming out of the ground. I don't know what it can be, but I'm excited for it. And I'm glad that they announced that there's going to be a video next week. What about you, Kengi?
Kengi?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if this video is coming out as a result of some of the videos that are questioning the integrity of the company, or if it's just oddly timed in that sense. You know, if that's the case.
Yeah, I think it's oddly timed.
I wish they would have found out about 2 weeks later.
Right.
But, you know, it's at the end of the day, bullshit walks. And so if there's going to be some gameplay footage that gives people confidence in the project, you know, I absolutely cannot wait. Because I know I believe in the team, but at a certain point, you need to see some evidence to, you know, show those with understandably a bit less faith in the project.
I agree 100%.
I think it's time to give some money away. What do you guys think?
I think so. I think I owe you some money probably for this too. But yeah, let's give some away first. We'll talk about
all right, all right. So the giveaway has come to an end. The Welcome to the Site giveaway. I do want to thank everyone. The site has grown substantially in the 1 month we've had it out. I think, I am going to toot my own horn. I am going to toot the site's own horn. I think we have the best content team out there. I think we have the best Earth 2 content out there, especially when it comes to content on a daily, consistent basis. We put out stuff that people want to read, and we put out informational and educational material that help people learn the game. So thank you for becoming a part of the My Name is Human website and podcast. We appreciate it. And now we're going to give some love back. All right. So the first thing, so we had 592 total entries. People could enter multiple times depending on what they did. So let me double check. Five. So Snoke has a random number generator. Oh, it's 591. My bad. 591. Yep. The first thing we're going to be giving away $520. No, let's do the three NFTs first.
Ooh, NFTs.
Real quick. And before you jump in, one thing, we did want to touch on is if we have repeat drawings, right? What happens, Hazy, if we have
good point.
Multiple times?
So I'm not going to let people win two prizes. So if you win a second prize, we're going to remove the lower prize.
Right.
So you'll get the more valuable prize.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I just wanted to jump in. Sorry.
Yeah.
About
I appreciate. I forgot. I forgot about that. So thank you for that. So the first thing we're going to give away, we do have NFTs now. The My Name is Human podcast. You can go, I'll put the website link to where you can go buy those, but
Atomic Hub. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll put the link exactly where you can go to buy them. But we have 100 given to us from the fine people at Earth 2 Cards. So we're going to give three away here. And who's the first winner there, Snoke?
All right. So the first winner will be number 291. Who is that?
291 is Carol23 off of Instagram.
There we go.
So NFT for that. Okay, let's do another one.
All right. Next number is 490.
490 would be Steve605-1825 off of Twitter.
All right. And all last right, one.
One more.
Three, your favorite number, 69.
Oh. Max. .SHWZ off of Instagram, NFT. All right, now we're going to give away five $20 PayPal cash prizes.
There we go. All right, first number is 231.
231 is GT underscore Hanks, my man. I know him.
Awesome. All right, second person.
$20.
278.
278. Just Ferris, that's one of our biggest supporters.
That's awesome.
All right.
All right, next number, 88.
88, lucky eight, would be Deep T off of an Apple review that he left for us that Apple review hasn't put up, but he sent a screenshot. So thank you, Deep T.
Nice. All right. And that's three, right? We have two more?
That's three, yep. Right. Two
more of the PayPals.
All right. So next one is 586.
At the very end.
Yeah, it's a deep one.
I'm scrolling fast, I promise you. I know this doesn't make for good content, but we want to reward our community. So
well, we're doing a great job. ZFox76
off of Instagram.
There we go. And last one for the $20 PayPal is 459.
459 will be Sibsu off of a comment on Turnip Farmer's article.
Nice. Awesome.
All right, next we're going to give away an 81 tile class 1 plot in Bermuda. Current land value, $52.16.
Class 1 land plot is going to 224.
That would be Graham Stevens, YouTube comment.
Nice.
Thank you, Graham. Class 1 Bermuda. All right, now $50 in PayPal cash.
$50 in PayPal cash. Lucky number 395.
395. I forgot I had some smaller ones in here. We'll have to jump to those real quick. All right, $50. All right, now we got 20 of them coming up here. They're not as big. I should have put that at the bottom. So that was Moon, by the way. I'm sorry.
Awesome. All right. And so
Moon was W. I don't remember what my code for WW was. Something that we did. Oh, Wild West. He bought a plot in the Wild West.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm taking notes here. That's why I'm staring off screen. I'm trying to get all this down.
Yeah, I have it down too, but that's good. All right. So now we have 25 tile plots in the Wild West.
All right. So 20 different winners. Five tile plots.
Let's just shoot them through real quick. And
all right.
These are only worth like $3. So.
And these ones can probably be duplicates, right? This one.
Yeah. If you win duplicates of these, that's fine.
All right. First one is 401.
401 is Need. Knee Slicks off of Twitter.
Nice. All right. Next one is 527.
527. It's Tobias Day, Discord.
Nice.
He joined our Discord.
All right, next one is the lucky number 6.
I'm just going to use the scroll bar on the right. That is Al as Rock 75 off of Twitter.
Awesome job. All right, next one, 448.
Wonder how many people actually skip by this on the video. We'll make sure to timestamp it.
Yeah, right.
I think some people might actually just go straight to it.
Right.
Planet EIX on Instagram.
Nice. And that was number 3 or 4.
Hey, can you keep track of how many we've done on
this? 448. That was the fourth one.
Okay. Yeah, keep track of that because I'm scrolling through real quick.
All right. 519.
Toba Loba.
Awesome job.
Our old friend.
Our old friend.
All right, next one, 113.
113 is E2 Claximus, another old friend.
Claximus, yeah! All right.
Awesome. All right, 303. Everybody in the 303.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that'll get us actually banned.
Yeah. Don't give up your day job, Snoke.
Right.
That's actually my name is Human Contributor, Kelvin Gui.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
And mod, right?
He's a mod, and he contributes basically newbie articles to the My Name is Human Pod site.
Helping out the new users.
Definitely. All right, next one is 235.
Gura.
Yeah, Gura!
Discord. That's his only entry too, so because he joined our Discord.
One for one, baby.
All right. All right. Next one is 359.
359 is Mark Lawrence off of Twitter.
Awesome. All right. 387.
387 is. Okay, this is not Earth 2 Meta, so don't get confused. It's Meta Earth 1 off of Twitter.
And how many are we at now?
That is the 10th, so we have 10 to go, right? We had 20 total?
Yep, okay. 20 total.
Next number, 372. We're in the 300s a lot.
Max Pow E, 6523131. Wow. Off of Twitter.
Awesome. All right, 549.
549 would be Vaclav Dekanovsky. He's one of our big supporters.
Awesome.
For an Apple review. So we appreciate that review. Again, a review that Apple has not actually uploaded. I have like 8 screenshots of Apple reviews that are not showing on Apple. So
do you know if that's something that Apple's not doing or just not keeping
I don't know.
Doing?
I sent an email to Apple support because that's ridiculous.
Right. I agree. All right.
We're a scam.
Yeah.
Next one is 201.
201 would be Fatboy87 off of Twitter.
My kind of name.
Yeah.
Fatboy87. You know, actually, I think that's someone who owns tiles. So thank you for letting me know he's on Twitter, because I want to buy tiles off of this guy. If it's the same guy. I think it is, but we'll double check.
Getting two birds stoned at once.
Right? All right. Next number is 151.
151 is Earth21234 off of Twitter.
Nice. All right. Next one is 501.
Is Tespo14 off of TikTok.
Awesome job.
Five left.
All right. 106.
106 is Drew.
There we go.
Oh, Drew! I owe him tacos still. I didn't pay for his breakfast when I was there. I was cracking and
hammered. All right. Next one is 78.
78 is... I don't know how to say it. It's Darks, I mean, we all know him, DAIRKZ.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Off of Instagram.
Yep.
He's always in the Gen Chat.
Oh, yeah. next one is 359.
That's Mark Lawrence off Twitter again. Let's get a different number.
Yep, different
on that
one.
All right. 458.
458 is. Sure, off of YouTube comment.
Awesome. All right, two more. Number 12.
Wow, first time we've had a double-digit one in a while. Albano, one of our big supporters, Apple Review.
Nice. Nice. All right, next number is 447.
447, this is the last one?
Yep.
He already has a Wild West one, so reroll.
All right, 342.
342, Le Pepe.
All right.
Nice.
That's all of them, right, Kenny?
Yep, that is everything for the five tile plots. And
all right, so we have
return to the scheduled programming.
We have three things left now. We have $100 in PayPal cash.
Woohoo!
We have a 393 tile class two plot valued at almost $250. And we have a 750 in the Wild West.
750 flex in the Wild, Wild West.
All right, so let's do the $100 in PayPal cash first. Drum roll.
Lucky number five.
Is Ace Trainer Chad off of Discord.
Awesome.
So $100, the $100 coming to Chad. All right, let's do the 393.
All right, 391, 393.
And
tile plot.
Wild West.
Oh, Wild West, perfect.
That would be funny if the number was 393, but it's actually 376.
376 is Max Swarskoff 7 off of Twitter. All right, so the 376 Wild West, and the last one, the big one, the 750.
750 flex in the Wild West. Here we go. Number 53.
Number 53.
Love that number.
Is Chris Cartwright off of Instagram.
Is that Woo-hoo! Thing Prime? Oh, love it. Chris Cartwright
750,
off IG.
Chris Cartwright off of IG. All right. Thanks, everyone, for that. I will put how to contact me in the show notes to get your prize. You do need to contact me. You need to have an Earth2.io account. So you will have to show me your Earth2 account. This is supporting the Earth2 community. So sorry, if you're not an Earth2 player, you're not getting anything.
Or you better start an account real quick.
Yeah, or that. That would suffice.
You can review our other video that shows how to create an account. It's very simple.
That is not investment advice, because you're getting free tiles. Free.
Yes,
99.
And I did say on the contest page, must have an active Earth2.io account to be eligible for any prize. So this isn't something I added at the last minute.
Very true.
All right. So, Snoke, wrap up your comments on the show today.
You know, I want to say this was an awesome show today, especially with the giveaway at the end. I know in light of the recent skepticism about Earth 2, the giveaways are always a fun thing to do. And you know, make sure you hit that like button, make sure you hit that comment button, make sure you hit that notifications button as well.
Go ahead and say snoke out, because I'm going to wrap this up with a fire.
All right, snoke out.
Kangy?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say that, you know, I absolutely understand and endorse a lot of the questions about what Earth 2 is going to be and what the intentions of the developers are. And basically, I'm excited to see those questions answered as much as the skeptics are. So on that note, I'm going to continue making podcasts with these two fools. and me being perhaps the most foolish. But, you know, at this stage, you know, we're in it for the community. We're in it for what we think this game can be. And we're just excited that we've, you know, we're getting some new eyeballs on this. So hopefully you like what we have to say.
Go ahead and say Kangy out.
Kangy out.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. Little real talk here. I wasn't going to talk about this before today. I was going to kind of just, you know, I kind of wanted to move past all the skeptics and the critics. I do want to move past that, but I feel today it's important to say something. And I think it's something people on the internet forget. You're dealing with human beings here. I mean, you're dealing with people that have feelings, that, you know, they have hearts and family and friends. And when you attack them and attack their intelligence, attack their integrity, you know, it means something to that person. I mean, I had actually choking up a little here. I had a good friend today, you know, just pull out of this because of the hate that was being thrown at him. I had a video attacking my co-host Snoke there. I mean, he didn't do it subliminally. He just put up videos of Snoke laughing. It was hiding under the guise of fair use, but there was nothing fair about it. It wasn't to critique Snoke. It was to make fun of him. And, you know, I don't like that shit. You know, treat people with decency. You know, you can have a question mark about something. You can critique something, but don't attack people. Don't tell them they're idiots for a choice they choose to make. You know what? At the end of the day, we all have the right to do what we want to do. It's not your position to tell us what to do. It's not our position to tell you what to do. Let us live our lives. You live your lives. Hazy fucking out.
Get up off your knees, girl.
Get up.
Stand face to face with your God.
Your God.
And find out what you are. Human. Hello, my name is Human, and I came.